Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. I'm trying to stop clapping. I don't know why. I used to do that all the time, and then I started rewatching these things, and I'm like, I gotta stop clapping. But it's just like a force habit, you know? But what is going on? Happy Friday. So welcome back to another live. And so I know last week we gave a little love on the training side of things when it comes to the bulking, the bulk that we're doing right now. So I feel like this time we're gonna give a little love on the diet side of things, okay? So as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things from you. I'd love to know your first name. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. And I'd love to know something really good that's going on in your life right now, okay? And we can hang out for a little bit, okay? So just some fun facts to start us off because, I was going to be all ready to go and we had a different shirt on. I got to say, we're becoming a very thick boy, okay? Thick with like 3 C's. We're about to add a 4th C because we're packing on some weight right now. And it's going according to plan. It's a part of the plan. We had a different shirt on. I really like this other shirt, but I feel like we're not going to be able to fit into some clothes right now, okay? So we have this shirt on that I feel like I haven't worn this shirt in a few years, but it's cool, okay? And we're wearing it. So yeah, we weighed at 203.2 this morning. We were 203.4 yesterday. So we have put on about 10 pounds since our half Ironman race, which was November, which was like 2 months ago. So 10 pounds in 2 months, about a pound a week, which is pretty solid if you ask me. So yeah, I'm gonna just tell you like how I've been doing it when it comes to the diet side of things, and we'll hang out for a little bit, okay? So if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor. I am from Pittsburgh, and something, I feel like I've got a lot of good things to tell you guys that have been going on in my life right now. But let's see like who we got in here first so we don't lose anyone. Yeah. So we got Melissa. What is going on, Melissa? We got India in the house, starting off international, love that. What is going on, Jamar? Fire. What is going on? We got more India. We got Danica from the desert. Danica all day, every day. We are dominating these workouts and doing more crazy gym rat things. All right, Danica, we are down, what, 22 pounds in 4 months? Getting on the trying on the two-piece swimsuit. Feeling good. Love that. Cool. So who else we got? We've got Auntie April in the house. And Michael and Graham and Viv. Pittsburgh proud. Midterms are over for Graham. And heading to dinner to celebrate. We love that. Where are you guys going to dinner? I would love to join you guys. That's for sure. Cool. Let's see. Bay Area, let's go. I got my dad lives up in Bay Area. Let's see, who else? We've got Callie from Idaho. Niece was just born. Okay. Very cool. What is her name? That's a big event. It's a new first time auntie. Is that like a first time auntie kind of thing, or are you like well versed in the aunt world? So who else do we have here? We have got Kim from Charlotte. Just finished a 3-day fast with church. That's fun. Now back on my bulk. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, Kim. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And 3-day fast is legit. I don't know if I could. It's weird. Like, I feel like I could, the times where I feel like I could fast the most or like easiest, I would probably say it's probably best to say the times where it would be easiest for me to fast is typically when I'm used to eating a lot of food, like in my bulks. Like right now, I probably could do a 3-day fast, to be honest with you, because like I'm just never hungry. So I feel like I could go 3 days and not eat much food, you know? But when I'm on the opposite side, opposed to that, if I'm cutting, if I'm dieting, I'm like restricting food and I'm not used to eating a lot and I'm always hungry, then I feel like a 3-day fast would be impossible. So yeah. Florida in the house. What part of Florida? California. Stephen. I'm probably mispronouncing that. Stefan from London. International. England in the house. Okay. Venezuela. Buena tarde. Saludos. Cordiales, Venezuela. Yeah. We got Daniela in the house. Cora Lee in the house. Cora Lee is currently on a cut. Okay. Love you and miss you guys. I love you and miss you guys too. We got South Dakota. We got Oregon in the house. We got London. We got, I think that's pretty much, I don't know. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. All right. Yeah, I feel like feel like you'd probably make it more of a thing than it probably is. Deltona, very cool. Dallas, South Dakota. Cool. I think we're all cut up. Sydney, Australia. Cool. All right. So, yeah, let's get into this a little bit. But yeah, some of the things that are going on that are really good in my life that are going on right now. Jamie from Miami getting baptized. Let's freaking go, Jamie. Praise God. Let's go. That's so exciting. I'm so proud of you. Is it normal to be extremely shaky and have excessive tremors after working out? I would say probably not after every workout. Probably not after every workout. You don't want to be feeling like that. But it's probably not ideal. But I think sometimes, like if you're getting a really good leg day, like this morning, we crushed a solid leg day. We did glutes and hamstrings this morning, and I was killing. We did deadlift. We did Bulgarian split squats. We did leg curls, seated leg curls. That's what I've been doing lately. I've been liking it. And then the fourth thing we did were just like these leg press, calf press for calves. Excuse me, and a little bit of calves. So I feel like afterwards, like I don't know if I was like shaking and having tremors and stuff, but it felt like one of those like really, really good leg days that I was really like proud of, you know? But sometimes I feel like if you go like really hard in the gym, then I feel like sometimes like maybe you can feel like that. And if you got like a really good pre, maybe like during the workout, you might be feeling that. So yeah, her name is Elizabeth and she's my third niece and I also have two nephews. All right, third niece. Okay, so like you're like a five-time auntie, yeah? That's cool. One day I'll be there. Yeah, that's it. Maybe I don't know, five-time right now. I guess I'm like a step uncle. I haven't met my step. They're twins. I haven't met them yet. But actually, on my mom's side, I'm already step uncle to two. Yeah. Yeah. I guess like blood related. Like my sister is like younger than me and she does not have any kids right now. So yeah. I'm catching up. Cool. Valerie Williams, sorry I'm late. I need some tips to lose weight. Well, you're in luck, mom, because I'm giving you all the tips here. Okay. Well, actually, it's going to be more so tips to like, it can just be general tips. But it's probably going to be more of like what I've been doing to like gain weight, but I could squeeze some in there for you. Okay. So, yeah. Are you doing a clean bulk? The twins might come to the Outer Banks. All right. I might see him in the Outer Banks then in, July, I guess. Yeah. Are you doing a clean bulk? Yeah, for the most part. I guess that'll, I don't know. Do I want to give you guys like what have been going on in my life? I feel like I'll update you guys. That's typically what these have transitioned more into, and we're just like hanging out. Yeah, so I feel like I got a lot to update you guys on. The first thing is, I did this on my story the other day, and that was the first time I got to let you guys know, but we got a new camera. Let me show you guys this thing. This thing is like legit. Look at this thing. So I asked you guys for some recommendations on what kind of cameras to get. And so I looked at all the recommendations. I appreciate all the recs that you guys gave me, because I'm like, I need to start taking social media seriously. So no more lame content from Connor is coming, okay? So we invested in a nice little camera here that we're gonna be using for stuff. So I pre-stalled all the recommendations. We went with Sony a7 III. Got a nice lens on here. I've been like learning a lot about cameras and things and settings and stuff like that lately. Like that's just been my main thing that I've been looking at and researching lately in my free time. So we got a new camera. We're gonna be getting some good content coming up and things like that. So that was the first thing. The second thing is we're starting to do a new, I don't know if like if you guys are big on like laundry, like doing laundry, but I don't know, lately I've just been like, this is such a waste of time for me. So I've decided for the first time in my life to do a laundry service, because I feel like it was taking me an hour once a week. Sometimes I put it off to like every other week to like just do my laundry, fold my laundry and put it away. And I'm just like, this is like the biggest waste of my time in an hour. So I'm just going to pay for a laundry service. So we're using a laundry service now. We're using Rinse. It's called Rinse. And so we're just using that, and it's been great, okay? And then the third thing I wanted to say is we've gotten a really great schedule down that I decided I needed to have a better schedule in my life, because last year I was basically working like every single weekend, and I don't want to be working every single weekend this year if I don't have to, you know? So I just had to like sit my butt down and be like, okay, I need to figure out a good schedule for myself. So what should someone do who wants to gain weight? Yeah, I'll get to that in a second, okay? But we have a really good schedule down now that I want to just share with you guys if you care at all, okay? So the thing for me was like, I was just taking calls like every day, any day, what I wanted. But now for me, we're only doing calls on Monday and maybe on Saturdays. So primarily Mondays are going to be the only day that we do phone calls, because that like got in the way of other work. So Mondays are for that. Tuesdays are content. That's all we're doing on Tuesdays for the whole day is just content. Wednesdays are going to be my app upgrades and little like things that make my like client experience better for my app. That's going to be a Wednesdays. And then Thursday and Fridays are strictly dedicated to client plans, client videos, and then the live on Fridays. So that's my game plans, and I'll work on weekends, but we're probably going to maybe work some weekends, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? So, So to answer that, I guess that'll be a good question to start off with as far as, some tips to gain weight. It's probably not the, like the typical thing, but I probably will preface this discussion about, I guess, like the diet side on bulking, with this. So I think a lot of times, like the first people's, I guess, initiation into like, you know, cleaning up their diet a little bit more or getting into the gym and things like that, I feel like their initiation phase is typically because they need to lose weight, right? I feel like that's probably the more common approach, right? People get into the gym for the first time because they want to lose weight, they want to lose some fat, they want to look better. I think it's probably less common that people would get into the gym or they try to clean up their diet a little bit more, I don't know, cut out some things in their diet, because they want to, you know, put on muscle or things like that, right? I mean, it's common, right? Like you want to maybe grow your, I don't know, your like upper body or your lower body or things like that. You want to grow different parts of your body. So you like step into like that world for the first time because you want to like gain muscle. But I think it's probably more common that people get into it, all of it, because they want to like live a healthier lifestyle. They want to lose some weight. They want to feel better about themselves and things like that. Okay. We got Poland in the house. What is going on, Poland? It is, but sometimes those skinny people need help. I support people who want to lose weight, but I can never gain anything. Yeah. So that's a good question to transition into. I feel like this next point I wanted to make. So even though it's probably more common that people get into living like this fitness lifestyle a little bit more because they want to lose weight, I think that if you've ever like actually tried to put on weight, and maybe you like for the whole your whole life you've been like the really really petite, really really skinny, or really really thin, and you've had some like really really you've struggled to put on some weight, I think it would blow your mind. But I think it would blow your mind by how hard it actually is to put on weight. Okay, because if you're not like used to eating a whole lot of food or whatever it is, like your appetite level is like you're not really hungry for the most part or whatever, then like I think it would really surprise you to see like, wow, I actually have to put in like some serious intention and serious effort into like being really really strict and good with like making sure I get enough calories in for the day. Because like for me, I feel like bulking is almost this like this extreme sport for some reason, you know? It's like I feel like it's you know, you have to be, I'm never really hungry, but at the end of the day I'm like it's so hard to gain. The struggle is real. I know. I feel you. Like at the end of the day, I'm just like, there's no excuse for me to like not get in all my calories and all my macros at the end of the day. Just like how if I was cutting, I'd probably say to myself, like, there's no excuse that I'm gonna like eat, you know, overeat if I was dieting, right? There's no excuse I'm gonna undereat if I'm bulking, right? So that's kind of my like how I view it if I'm like bulking. and like sticking to my diet. Like sticking to my diet, if I'm cutting, means that I'm only gonna eat X amount of calories, X amount of macros, like protein, fat, carbs. And the other, like on the other end of that opposite spectrum is like sticking to my diet if I'm bulking means that I'm not gonna undereat, right? I'm gonna make sure that I get enough calories, I get enough protein, fat, and carbs, so that I can like put on the size that I want to and the parts of my body that like I want to grow at. Like there's no excuse for that. That's what I mean when I say like sticking to my diet when I'm bulking, right? So yeah, what do you eat to bulk? Yeah. So yeah, so this is, I guess, just what I wanted to just like talk about this. It's really like informal. That's what these are. They're just like hangout chats, really. There's nothing like I'm getting through these points and stuff. I'm just like, this is what's worked for me. If you want to take any little bits and pieces like for you and to see if it works for you, like how about it? Like I love that. Whatever's gonna help. So yeah, so right now I've put on about like 10 pounds in the past. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier when we started this, I put on about 10 pounds. We're at like 203 right now, about 203. I was about 193 like 2 months ago. So we've been putting on about a pound a week, which is a good rate for me. Yeah, easier sometimes to drink supplements than eat a solid food meal. Yeah, that's a good point, John T. Palomino. Like, if you're trying to get in a lot of calories, sometimes it's easier to drink your calories. So like if you're trying to cut and you want to feel satiated, you want to feel full, you don't want to feel hungry, then it's probably not the best idea to drink a lot of your calories. Like I'd probably recommend that you would eat a lot of like solid based foods that would probably fill you up a little bit more. And I wouldn't recommend drinking a whole lot of your calories if you were like already restricting and cutting and on like a really strict maybe caloric deficit. Because it's not going to fill you up a whole lot. It's like, it's going to leave you a little bit hungrier. But at the same time, if you're trying to bulk and you're trying to put on some weight, it's a little bit easier to get it on your calories if you drink them. Because like, they're not going to fill you up. Like, for all the same reasons why I wouldn't recommend them on a cut, it's all the reasons that I probably would recommend them on like a lean gaining kind of phase or things like that, okay? So, yeah. So lately, kind of when I'm cutting, I kind of cut around like 2,500 to 2,700 calories, just on the calorie side of things. And when I'm bulking, like right now, I'm eating about like 4,000 calories like every single day. And that's going to be like specific to like person to person. It's not going to be like eat 4,000 calories and it's going to like work for you on a daily basis to put on weight. Like it's going to be very, very specific to like what your activity levels are, how much you're working out. You know, if you're used to kind of tracking calories and kind of know how your weight fluctuates based on that. So like lately, my dailies are about like 4,000 calories each day. My macros are typically at least my body weight in protein, 200 grams of protein. My carbs are like through the freaking roof. They're at about 530 grams of carbs right now. And then my fat's around like 90 grams of fat. So I want to say like, I've done all like the crazy things when it comes to dieting. Like I've done, what is your weight goal and when will you be done bulking? I want to probably get up to 215. So another like 10 pounds would be nice over like the next couple months and then maybe go into a little mini cut for the summer. I think it's probably like my goal for this year at least. So 213 is like my max right now when I did my powerlifting meet last year. So I probably want to, I probably want to get past that. So I probably want to get a 215, see how we're looking, grow our shoulders a little bit more. Shoulders and arms a little bit more is going to be like my focus point for this bulk. And see how we're looking at 215, probably cut down, start a cut like maybe in like March or April. I don't know. We'll see how we're looking. But yeah, I have no idea where this top is from. I actually don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. I had to change outfits real quick because I was like, I sat down here with my other blue shirt on and I'm like, this looks weird. This is like unacceptable to be wearing out in public. And I just couldn't be wearing that. So I like went back to my room, changed into this. I didn't look like who made the shirt, so I apologize, but I'll find out for next time we come on here and I'll let you know, okay? So yeah. But one thing that I do, so I track macros on my MyFitnessPal. Like I've been doing that forever. I actually lost my streak on my MyFitnessPal. I just found out I lost my I had a streak that I was very proud of my Fitness Pal, and the streak was, I don't know, it was like, it was well over 1,000 days in a row of tracking on my Fitness Pal, like the macros app, the calories app, basically. So I track every day for like 3 years. And so, yeah, thanks for your input. I'm going to message you on Insta. Hopefully we can talk for a bit. Love what you do. Thank you, Mandy. Yeah, DM me. But yeah, so I actually lost my streak on my Fitness Pal because I went home for Christmas and I didn't track. I like just didn't, it didn't cross my mind to track my my macros and calories on my Fitness Pal when I was back home for a little bit back in Pittsburgh. So I lost my streak and I went into my Fitness Pal, and sometimes I'll like every now and then I'll just check what my streak is at on my little diary tab. And I was like, it's like Connor Trott is logged in for like 10 days in a row. And I'm like, 10 days in a row, my streak is typically like 1,000, you know, 50 days in a row. Like, where did that go? And then I looked and I realized like I didn't track on Christmas and the day or two after Christmas. And I was like, that makes sense. And RIP the MyFitnessPal streak. So yeah. But now we're building a streak up. We're going to beat that in a few years, you know? So yeah, you're going to have to keep following me until we get that. Okay. And I'll keep you updated, as far as, what we hit. Okay. So yeah. But one thing I did want to mention is, something that I do is if I'm bulking, what I like to do is I will track, like some people are like really lenient when it comes to their bulk, and then they're like super serious when, you know, they go on to their cut. I'm like crazy. I know I'm crazy and I'm okay with it. Like, you don't have to be crazy like me, but I like take my bulk like just as sort of serious as I take my like diet, like my cut, basically. So I'm still like really serious when it comes to my bulk. So I still track my macros, I still track my calories, and what I'll do basically is if I'm like, if I'm trying to like eat enough calories at the end of the day, then I try to err on the side of like overeating rather than the side of undereating. Just like on the same, if I was gonna like not be exactly 100% accurate when it comes to my total calories, my total macros, if I was cutting, I'd probably err on the side of trying to under eat rather than like going above my macros or going above my calories and things like that. So yeah. Is your noise cancellation on? I have no idea. I'm just assuming my AirPods are doing the work. So I don't know, does it sound good to you? Like, does it sound okay? I do eat red meat. Yeah, I do eat red meat. Yeah, I definitely eat red meat. But yeah, so one thing that I do like, I don't know if this would help you guys at all, but aside from just like tracking macros, maybe getting into that world for a little bit, like learning about macros and how to do that, one thing that I do is I'll sort of get close to my numbers. Like, I'll sort of get close to my 200 grams of protein every night. I'll get close to my 530 grams of carbs each night. I'll get close to my 90 grams I'll get close to my like 90 grams of fat each night. And then once I get close to them, I'll see like how many calories I have left basically for the day, and I'll sort of eat whatever like snack that can kind of get me to that total calorie number, if that makes sense. So then what I'll do is I'll eat like an extra thing, basically, like whatever I'm feeling like eating. So I feel like it gives me this really healthy relationship. We can hear you, but we also hear the plane, so just wondering. Yeah, so I don't know, it's probably, I don't even know what noise canceling is. Like, I don't even know how to do that, but yeah, it's probably not noise canceling on here, on these things. But yeah, so how did I figure out the measurements, I think was another question. Yeah, there's, I mean, I would probably just recommend like bodybuilding.com is a good macro calculator for you. You can kind of calculate your macros. And so once you kind of get that figured out, it's just like eating foods and remembering like sort of like what kind of like calorie content, what kind of macro content they have, that you can just sort of like intuitively eat, like after you maybe tracked for a little bit. But one thing that I think is like sort of a hack that I feel like has given me a lot of like body acceptance with like
putting on, you know, a little bit more weight and muscle and fat sort of equally distributed, has been, like, at the end of the day, I try and hit my macros by the end of the day, my calories, but I'll typically eat just, like, one more thing, and typically, I'm going to a nutritionist, so I'll ask him. Yeah, he'll definitely, I mean, it's what he does for his life, so it's probably, he'll definitely know the answer for that. I'll eat, like, one more, like, Lenny's and Larry's cookie or something like that at night. That's, like, 400 calories, so I can, like, get to my 4K calories. Because, like, if you were to really add, what, like, 200 grams of protein, 530 grams of carbs, and 90 grams of fat up, it'd probably get to around, like, 3,700 calories. And typically, I'm trying to eat, like, above 4,000 every day. So, yeah. And so, typically, like, if I eat, like, one more of these things, it's, like, another 400, that'll get me over. Or, like, a couple more protein bars or something. These are really good. I just started eating these, like, Built Puffs protein bars. And these are, like, I think 170, 150 a pop. So, I'll have, like, two or three of these. And things like that. So, yeah. That's, I try not to be, like, too crazy if I'm, like, if I, like, miss a day. But I'm also, I also get, like, I want to take my bulk just as serious as I'm taking, like, my cutting periods. Because if I diet down again and I haven't put on sort of, like, the muscle that I want to put on in my shoulders and I want to put on in my arms, then I'm kind of, like, what did I just... I feel like it was, like, a waste of, like, time if I'm going to, like, cut down again. You know what I mean? So... I'm just like, let me take my bulk seriously. Let me take my cutting seriously. If I, like, really want to change my body and change my physique, like, I want to take things. I want to take my diet seriously. Like, I want to take my calorie number seriously every day. Like, I want to take my training seriously, you know. I don't want to get lazy with that. And I don't know. I just feel like the way that I perceive everything, like, it all sort of stems from how consistent I am with, like, keeping... you know, my training schedule in check and keeping my dieting and how I kind of stick to my diet in check, right? And, like, everything else stems from there, right? How I serve other people stems from, like, how well I serve, like, myself by keeping my promises when it comes to, like, my workouts, keeping my promises when it comes to my diet. I feel like how I relate to people kind of stems all from, like, that relationship with myself when it comes to, like, my health and my fitness and my lifestyle. So yeah, I'm new here and I appreciate the Christian content with the discipline of fitness. Yeah, I know, right? That's number one for me. That's, like, number one is Jesus every day, first thing in the morning. And then on top of that, we got fitness. And then on top of that, I don't know, everything else. So yeah, because I feel like once you get those things down pat, you get your relationship with God and your faith solid. And I'm still working at that. Like, I'm still working at that every day. We're working at that. Just like every day we're working on our fitness goals. Every day I'm working on my relationship with God and my walk with God and maturing in that. Those two things, you get those down pat, you can do whatever you want. Like, you're going to take over the world if you figure out those two things. I promise you, you're going to get everything you want in your life. And, you know, you're going to have so much abundance, I'm telling you, in your life. If you figure those two things out, you're going to have, like, the best relationship with yourself. You're going to have the best relationship with other people. If you can have, like, if you can figure out your relationship with your faith, you know, whatever that means to you, you can figure out your fitness and things like that. You're going to, everything in your life is going to, like, 10X, I'm telling you, right? And I feel like I'm in this process of figuring that out and experiencing that. And it's been, like, the greatest experience my life. So yeah, it's so true. This is my year of the Holy Spirit helping with my health. 100%. I love that. So I'm telling you, if you figure those two things out, you can have whatever you want in your life. And yeah, so that's all I really got. Nothing too crazy, capping these at 30 minutes. And thanks for hanging out with me. I love you guys. And we'll figure something out for next week's little chit chat. But I'm liking the nonchalance of these. It's cool to, like, hang out with you guys. It's cool to see where you're tuning in from. It's cool to hear stuff, really good stuff that's going on in your life. And I'm really liking these. So yeah, that's all I got. Love you guys. Always have a safe Friday. Have a safe weekend. I'll see you guys next Friday around this time. And take care of yourself. Okay? All right. Love you guys and see you soon. Okay? Peace.